Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the star of City Dragon, the star of Kung Fu Assassins, the man, the myth, the legend, Stan Duran. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing, sir? It's a pleasure.
Sorry for calling you late.
That's okay. It's okay. We're able to flow. For those who don't know you, let me give you a brief explanation. Stan Duran goes by the name in his first movie, MC Kung Fu. He's a martial artist, a rapper, an actor, and he's a very genuinely funny and nice guy. And he agreed to do an interview on our show after I fell into watching his movie from Netflix. I contacted him. I can't tell you enough how great it is to have you on here.
We are just a group of us are just totally obsessed with your movie. I'm not into that type of genre, but I was glued to it from beginning to end. Talking about City Dragons, thanks. Of course.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now the thing is, when you say genre, it's really just an amalgamation of a few. You've taken hip hop and rap, coupled it with the likes of a martial arts movie. You've thrown in some very dramatic moments, and you've even peppered in some comedy there to bring us City Dragon. Now, what led you to combining all of these things? How did you come up with the idea for City Dragon?
You know, I'm just a fan of hip hop and rap, and you know, I've taken martial arts, kung fu, karate, and boxing, wrestling, and I've always been a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay.
So, I think a lot of movies that I've seen are boring and not entertaining, so I wanted to come up with something that I could just throw a mixture of a bunch of things together and make something entertaining. So I wrote the original. This is what happened. I decided to be an actor all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I went to an acting school. And for 1 year, my plan was go to acting school for 1 year and then write a play, produce it, write it, star in it, and then make it into a movie.
Oh, okay.
Within a year. And that's exactly what happened. So a producer guy who had made a movie before, Phil Phillips, he saw the play. And he's a rapper, too, producer, writer, director. And I wrote the original script, but then he wanted to put some of his writing in there. And he's a very funny guy, so I let him put some of his writing in there, and together we made the movie.
Yeah, so you guys put it together. I didn't know it was initially a play. Now, was this a local play? I mean, something as part of a your acting class that you said that you took for a year?
No, we did the play in Hollywood. I wrote the play, and then I think it was there for just like a few weeks. And the goal was for a producer to see it and want to make it into a movie. And normally, that's not the way that these things are done.
Yeah.
But that's what happened, and it all worked out. And
that's pretty good. I have to say,
it was lucky. It was lucky that he showed up because you know Phil Phillips is a very funny guy.
Yeah, he played the role of Filthy, the rapper who ends up getting stabbed by a man who was standing next to him during a fight. I'd like to point out that a lot of the commenters on clips that I've seen on the internet, they've been very, very negative. Now, for those who haven't seen it, City Dragon is a very low-budget film. Obviously, there's going to be some continuity errors. There's going to be some... Hello? I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit flustered. I've never talked to a major celebrity, and I was a little bit thrown off there when I heard talk to you later. I thought you were giving us the brush-off, Stan.
No. I'm not... And I don't think of myself as a major celebrity. But this summer, I'm planning on filming a film with... Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer, they're signed to the next movie.
Wow.
It's called War of the Dragon.
That's really good. I mean, you think about it.
Writer, director.
So you started out as a martial artist. Now, how long have you been doing, I guess it's Kung Fu is your specialty?
Yeah, well, I did different martial arts for about 3 years.
Okay.
You know, Aikido and, some Kung Fu and some other stuff.
All right.
And I was always a big fan of Bruce Lee. And, you know, as you saw in the movie, I'm kind of like him in some ways, but Bruce Lee's the best.
Yeah.
As a kid, I would always pretend and play like I'm Bruce Lee, you know.
Yeah.
But with this movie, I just wanted to throw a bunch of things together to entertain in different ways.
Now, you are somebody who is an actor and a martial artist. There are a few of those that we've seen in some other movies. A lot of rumors surrounding those guys to say that they're not as real or authentic as they may be. Anybody who's seen City Dragon and has seen you pick up a set of nunchucks to let off some steam after a battle knows that you're the real deal. Now, what are your opinions on some of the people that might not be as real? Do you have any guesses to who might not be as true to martial arts as they claim?
Well, you know what? I don't like to put other martial artists down. I think Jet Li is really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my favorites that's out there right now.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot of them right now, to be honest. Van Damme is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he does movies that go to video, you know, and it does well foreign. I guess he ran into some problems and stuff, but there's not a lot of martial arts stars out there right now. So after City Dragon, I took in 95, I took an 11-year break, and then I decided to come back. I made Kung Fu Assassins, which should be coming out this summer.
Okay.
And I plan on filming the Jenna Jameson, Vern Troyer, the Mini-Me guy. Next movie this summer.
Sorry about that, Stan. Are the next two movies that are coming out, is it the same character that you're playing in these other two movies?
No. It's not the same kind of... There's not the rhyming, you know, and stuff like that. I plan on... If I can make the time, I'd like to make City Dragon 2.
Get out of here! Year. City Dragon 2, you're going to make a sequel.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Nice.
Later this year.
Now, who from
with
the cast?
With more money, though. With more money.
There you go.
with more money this time.
What?
You know, see, a lot of people don't understand something.
Okay.
You know, City Dragon was made. Yes, it was a little budget, but it was a movie that was played, you know, on the major video chains, video stores. You know, all over the world, foreign, and even on cable TV.
Yeah.
So for something that was so low budget, it did very well.
It did very well, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, considering, I found it on Netflix. I mean, you know how many people use Netflix? They can just go right now, type in City Dragon, add it to their queue, and they can be watching it tomorrow. You know, I mean, it is a pretty big thing. And to consider where you came from with such a low budget movie, now you're working with... You know, major players in Hollywood like Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer. It's going to be an obvious progression. It was a good foundation to your acting career. Now you say that you're considering a sequel. Who from the original cast would come back? Now I understand that at the end of City Dragon, I don't want to spoil it for you guys, but there is a death. Let's just say there is a death in the movie.
That person. That person, God rest his soul, did die a few years back.
The actor?
The actor. And a really good guy, Jay Heron. And I found out about it after the fact. But a
That's
good guy.
Upsetting.
I think he died of some kind of disease or something. But a really good actor and a really good guy. If that wasn't true, I would definitely want to bring him back.
Yeah.
You know, he did the play with me too. And when he did the play, then I asked him if he wanted to be in the movie and I put him in the movie too.
Well, now for those who don't know, the character he played was John, the possessive, abusive boyfriend. We have a clip from City Dragon I'd like to play. It's basically John and his girlfriend at the time having a bit of a conversation, just a little.
Do you have no more sass today? I'm done.
Yo, Tina.
Hey.
Class over so soon?
No, Vicky and I were just talking before class.
Yeah, look, can I talk to you a second about that? I thought I asked you.
I don't want you hanging out with that oversexed bimbette, remember?
Vicky is my best friend. Can I have girlfriends? Jeez, I can't be with you all the time.
Hey, come on. Let's go do something.
No, just go already. God, you're smothering me. I need air, okay?
You know something? You got a big fucking mouth. You got a big fucking mouth, and you got to learn to shut it. Now, you're the woman, and I'm the man.
Oh, God,
you get
I love
that straight, or else.
Or else what? You going to beat me again, huh? Just get away from me.
Uh-oh.
You just be thankful there are people around. I'm going to see you after class. You better be here.
There it is. Honestly, no offense to you, Stan. I have to say, he was. It's upsetting to hear that he has passed on, because he was probably my favorite character in the movie.
Yeah, and a good guy.
Yeah.
A really good guy.
Yeah, well, I mean...
A quality actor. Just, a lot of the stuff in there was like, you know, we're trying to entertain and the rhyming and everything, but he brought a dramatic element that that was important to the character.
Was the movie essentially scripted? Was there any ad-libbing involved? How did that take out?
Everything was pretty much scripted. There might have been a little improv, but pretty much by the script. You know, for some reason I just decided, you know, that what about some characters that spoke in rhymes?
Yeah.
You know, and then have them as playboys. And then have some good-looking girls, and I had to throw my martial arts in there, and I threw it all together, and I wrote it.
And those fight scenes, I mean, you know, you're the real deal. I mean, you know, you're the real deal. You're not just, you know, somebody who's playing a martial artist. You're a martial artist in real life. You know what I mean? So that makes it even more authentic.
Yeah. Now,
and I choreographed the fight scenes. I had some assistants, but. You know, it was pretty much, you know, for the most part, I was the one, because I wanted like a Bruce Lee type style, you know, with the nunchucks also too.
Yeah.
Really, there's nobody doing nunchucks.
That's true.
There is Bruce Lee.
There is no more badass weapon that you can exhibit in Kung Fu than nunchucks. When you see somebody flipping them and doing all the I don't know any of the terms for it. When I call it flipping them, swinging them around and screaming. Why would you approach that guy? For example, there was a scene where your pregnant wife in the movie wanted some ice cream, a very common request from pregnant women, and you, the doting husband, decided to go get an ice cream cone that you would walk back to her, and you ate a little bit of it, and then all of a sudden you were jumped by a bunch of people, and nunchucks appeared, and you basically destroyed 12 people in a parking lot, and then you left the cone on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's no good anymore.
But why get a cone? Why get a cone?
Well, I get a pint.
You
took a little lick of the cone before you sat down on the ground. I thought that, you know, if you had asked them if you could just finish the cone, you know, this way you can.
Yeah, the angry mob would stop while you eat your ice cream cone.
Well,
I don't think so.
There's no time when they want to beat you up. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, what are you going to do? And then, you know, you just had a fight. You're not going to go back in the store and get another cone. And then who knows if the cop shows up. So,
you
just want to leave.
And the thing is, when you get back, she's not even mad. She has sex with you. Which, I gotta say, I don't think would happen. If your pregnant wife says, go get ice cream, and you come back, she's not gonna put ice whipped cream on you and suck it off. But, I do have...
Well, we didn't have sex, she just, you know...
She took care of business.
She just sprayed some whipped cream on me, and then we just were being playful, but we didn't have any sex.
Well, it's implied that your character's got a little frisky, but that's okay.
Married
couple.
It was more of like a friend. You know, we were like kind of messing around with the whipped cream spraying and stuff like that.
Of course. But, now, I have a few observations. I've seen City Dragon at this point 6 times. I watched it, and I knew I had to watch it with people. So I've watched it with several different sets of people, and there are a few things that I need to point out, things that I've learned. I've learned that Ray, the character in the movie, apparently is only able to win a fight once he's removed his lightweight black tank top. I've noticed that.
That's not required, but that's just what happened.
Now, I've noticed in some of
you
the...
With me, I'm a big Bruce Lee fan.
Okay.
And Bruce Lee did a lot of that. So that's kind of where that came from. If you watch Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he did. And he's like my idol to me.
It's true. I mean, it's like
and
when...
The movie's kind of campy, you know. Oh. It's a campy type of, thing. So there's things like that just happened. But that was mainly out of, a Bruce Lee type of a thing.
Absolutely. It's a kind of a tribute to, the man that got you more interested into martial arts, the guy that you looked up to and admired.
The movie was made, the goal was to entertain and to give you a good time and to entertain in different ways. And we accomplished that. A lot of people were very entertained. There are people that didn't understand some things and thought it was, that just bad filmmaking or whatever. But, a lot of stuff that was done, it was done for a reason, and we accomplished our goal of entertaining people. And that's what we wanted to do, which most movies I think don't do.
I mean, most of the critics on the sites, the YouTubes and all that, they may say that this is terrible, but they'll say it is entertaining. I didn't think it was terrible. I was highly entertained by it. I encourage everybody to watch City Dragon because, I learned such things as the true way to get women is to constantly rhyme. And similarly, rhyming can also be used to dismiss women, even in handwritten form. So if you rhyme all the time, why not carry it out to your handwriting and leave it for a woman that you've had sex with for 2 days straight so that she can eventually be so pissed off to call you a rhyming fuck? That was the best.
There's probably nobody who really is like that. And just like I said, I created that character, as a character to entertain.
Yep.
And that's what happened.
It's true. And it is entertaining. And I'm just taking a look at some of the things that I love about the movie. When I say the guy rhymed all the time, I'm not saying it was a poor plot point or something that makes the movie, anything less than what it is. I think it's something that is unique. Obviously, nobody goes around rhyming everything they say. Just like, obviously there isn't a guy in a black helmet with a red light sword that is primarily robot parts in Star Wars. Like none of that's real either. So you can kind of suspend your disbelief, pretend that Rey exists, a guy who raps, a guy who is a martial artist, and then somewhere down the line we find out that all of a sudden, he's a tax professional. He works in an office environment. We open the movie. He's in a really badass fight with a I guess I can only determine that they're a Hispanic gang. Beats them all up. And then later on in the movie, he's working in a cubicle. Oh, I think we lost him again. Hold on. I'm trying to text him and tell him to call back. This is embarrassing. Here we go. Let's see who this is.
Hi, this is Stan Durain. I got cut off.
Yeah, you did, Stan. Thanks for calling back.
Thanks for calling back. We were like...
I was sweating bullets, Stan. I was sweating bullets.
Stan, we were talking about the fact that, before you came on here, and this is a test to how well I think your acting skills are, we weren't sure if you were that guy in the movie in real life. We weren't sure if you were going to, be coming on this interview, rhyming everything. And that's just – that's how taken I am with this character. And it's just a sign of how good of an acting job you did on that. You're totally
talks and rhymes. It's a character.
I guess you're right, but it's you did such a good job. You were so believable that it's just props to the job that you did in the movie.
Well, and also too, I'm more in a serious mood. I've been going through some drama in my life right now, so I'm more serious than I usually am. But I committed to this interview, so I wanted to go through with it.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I just want to again say that I'm psyched for your upcoming release. When can you say it's going to be out? This is Kung Fu Assassins.
We're supposed to be filming in the summer. War of the Dragon, Jenna Jameson, Vryn Troyer. It's basically this movie about my character and a psychic are trying to find the murderers of our mothers, and there's like about 20 martial arts fight scenes. There's comedy, you know, and mixture of, you know, comedy, action, drama, it's a very interesting script.
Okay. Now,
the last movie that I finished, Kung Fu Assassins, probably more campy, that closer to City Dragon as far as, you know, more comedy.
Okay.
That one should be coming out in the summer. It's basically about, you know, I got some publicity out of this movie from the Howard Stern show. In fact, there were articles, if you check the internet, that Howard Stern is mad at me. Because basically the movie's about this middle-aged radio DJ, shock jock,
yeah,
who dumps his wife and starts dating all these beautiful babes.
And not even that, not just that similarity. He left his cushy job to set out on his own. He's mad at his ex-boss. And also, his name is Howie. The character's name is Howie.
Yeah, so... You know, I put some similarities in there and stuff, but I, you know,
just a few.
It's not a biography, but, you know, it creates publicity and it creates attention, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
To get things publicized. But it's an entertaining movie, and it should be out this summer. Kung Fu Assassins Movie.com, and also City Dragon is for sale there too. I'm taking pre-orders on.
Okay.
On Kung Fu Assassins, because it should be coming out in the summer.
I see.
But City Dragon's also available too. I'm also thinking of doing some City Dragon T-shirts, posters, and stuff like that. Also,
I'm in, and I encourage everybody to get it. If you're going to pre-order Kung Fu Assassins, why don't you pick up a copy of City Dragon as well? You're going to enjoy both of them. Get some T-shirts. Get all the merchandise. It's going to be fantastic. Oh, here's an idea. Why don't you sell a City Dragon black tank top so that people could pretend that they are Rey? They can carry their own ice cream cones, set them down on the ground, and then beat up their family.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some stuff planned with that. And City Dragon 2, I've got an idea of what that's going to be about.
If
everything works out, I might start filming that later this year.
Now, what can you tell us about City Dragon 2? I mean, we know how it ended. It ended happily. Your wife and your wife's child, that people didn't know this. A lot of people don't catch this. The child is the ex-boyfriend's baby. Now, do you find that a lot of people miss that fact?
I from some of the comments that I'm hearing, I think so, you know. But you know what's understandable, because when she says the line, that she's pregnant, it's John's baby, but he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
But her head is kind of down. See, what happened is when we were going to film that scene, we had gotten the black baby.
All right.
But then something happened where the baby couldn't show up.
Oh, so...
So then we had to, you know, we had to get a white baby. So then we got the white baby. And so then you had to throw that line in there saying that, but it's John's baby and he doesn't know it. Otherwise, but if you don't catch that line, most people are going to be thinking, you know, what's going on here? And I think some people missed it.
Well, I mean, I think it was good that it was John's baby, because... He was obsessed with Tina to the point where he said that the two of them were like a hammer and a nail. And we have another clip here I'd like to play. Quick one.
Tina, we are like a hammer and a nail. Baby, we belong together.
You know, I don't know anymore, John. I mean, I was thinking maybe we need to split.
Don't you forget who's the hammer.
God, that guy's the best.
Women, I tell you, sometimes you just need a few smacks to keep your ass in line.
Enough!
What? What?
just enough. God.
She had to get out of there. It's a very plausible fix to the film to say that it is his child and he doesn't know. I have seen some of the comments where people are saying, it's stupid, the baby's white! How could it possibly be a white baby?
Yeah.
But, you know, you did fix it up pretty well. I guess, you know, you thought on your feet. You couldn't get the black baby. You got a baby. You worked it into the
story. Well, we had the black baby, but then, you know, what can we do if for some reason they don't bring the black baby?
Yeah, exactly.
So nothing we can do about it. So then we got a replacement white baby. And then we had to throw that in post-production. We had to throw that line down while her head is kind of down. So I think that's why some people missed it.
I mean, the whole baby thing, you don't ever see that in a martial arts film. There was a lot of drama, very dramatic moments in this movie. One of them is when Tina finds out she's pregnant, and she goes home to tell her father, and it's a really deep scene. I'd actually like to play the dialogue there. This is a conversation she had with her papa, as she calls him, right here.
I'm pregnant, Papa.
What?
I'm pregnant, Papa.
No, Tina.
The guy's the best.
Yes, Papa.
I can't believe this. I'm working two jobs just to get you through college. What did you do?
No, I could never do anything right in your eyes.
Don't give me that sob sister stuff. You screwed me as an embryo. Now you want to screw me as an adult.
What do you mean I screwed you as an embryo?
I got your mama pregnant my last year in pre-med school. Your grandpa was paying my medical tuition. But he took all that away as soon as he found your mother was pregnant. My dream of being a doctor was gone.
And you blame me all these years?
I break my back. I lose my dream, and what do I get? Another mouth to feed.
Screw you, Papa. I'm gonna have my baby, and I'm not gonna blame him for my life.
You are aborting.
No. Hell no.
Don't make me kick you out of my house, Tina.
You would, wouldn't you?
You are getting an abortion.
Screw you, Papa.
Man.
Get your things. Get your butt out of my house now.
No problem. I'm moving in with Ray.
And then she's out. And you're over there on a couch reading, you know, Ass Kicker Weekly or something, just some magazine. She comes over with a bag. And you know, you open right up to her. You step up, you be a man, and you assume the role. But now, I have to say, as dramatic as that scene was, it wouldn't have been half as good with a different actor. Because that guy was so aloof and able to stay so all about himself that it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was the man that played Pop?
You know, I forgot his name, but he did a good job. He did a good job in the movie.
He kind of reminds me of the father in the TV show Rock. Like, he's just real, you know, gruff. He doesn't want to hear shit. He doesn't want to be inconvenienced. Oh, Tina, you got... No, Tina! You are aborting! Like, he was so harsh! And it was incredible. I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, we just try to, you know, just throw a bunch of different characters and entertain people, you know, in different types of ways. I like City Dragon. I've seen it many times. But I'm even surprised of there's kind of like a cult following out there.
There definitely is.
And I wrote it, but at the same time, you know, I'm not saying it's the best movie ever, but it's one thing it is entertaining. But for many people to say it's one of the best or the best movies they've ever seen, I mean, I wouldn't even say that about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, to get that kind of compliment, that's made me want to make City Dragon 2.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Frank, you're not the type of person to want to watch movies of fiction. Stan, just so you know, Frank is a guy that only watches true stories. I forced him to watch City Dragon. He never watched fictitious movies, right, Frank?
That's correct.
Forced you to watch it. What is your honest review of it?
You forced me to watch it, and I couldn't stop watching it. That was the problem. I was entrenched in the story, and I was very entertained. And you know, regardless of anything, that's the bottom line, is to be amused and to be entertained, regardless of you know, the any continuity problems or things of that nature. I think
we didn't go into this movie trying to make Shakespeare.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? We didn't go in this to try to write something that's going to win the best writing award, you know, because even there's a lot of movies out there that they say the writing is, you know, really great or whatever, but boring as hell. You know, we went into this to want to entertain, and we accomplished that, because a lot of people around the, I mean, even from other countries, you know, if you look at some of the comments, even from IMDb that I've gotten, that even from the UK, you know, that have seen this movie, and that's the point. We just wanted to entertain people, and I didn't even have plans on making City Dragon 2.
Yep.
But now that I've heard of all these people, you know, liking it.
Yeah, because of the following.
I think it's a good idea to make another one, and then. But this time with more a lot bigger budget for production value.
Yeah, we do look forward to it, and I'd like to say that, you know, when you do get around to doing that, when you have something else to promote, we'd love to have you on the show again.
And maybe, you know, maybe I can put you guys in there in a scene somewhere.
Oh,
honestly, that would be,
I like that idea.
That would be the greatest thing that you could
maybe
ever
I'll
do.
Maybe I'll put you in there with a couple hot chicks, or
yeah, in the background. Oh, yeah. I'm a background guy. Put me in the background. Maybe maybe a line. You know, one line. It's okay.
Yeah, or maybe I catch you trying to screw my wife and I beat the shit out of you.
Yes! That would be the greatest move ever. Or if you have someone else that needs to know that they have to get an abortion, I could easily say, "You are aborting!"
Yeah.
Yes.
You could do that. You know, I mean, see, the thing that, you know, I just like to put characters that people are going to remember, and, for some reason, a lot of people, I mean, it's been 14 years.
Yeah.
And people are still, you know, there's still people out there that have remembered it. And, you know, when it came out on VHS. And, you know, it's out there, DVD, you know, in places, whatever. But the video stores, after 14 years, unless it's a big movie, it's not going to be on the video store shelves anymore. So my plan is to make City Dragon 2. And then repackage City Dragon 1 and some of the uncut, uncensored scenes that nobody's seen that I've been keeping in my vault, then people can see those things too.
I definitely think Frank should be in the movie. Frank,
these pretzels are making me thirsty.
Try it again. I want more emotion.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
You see how he delivered that line, Stan? He's perfect for your next film.
I can put you guys, if you want, you know, if money's important, you guys care about money, right? Acting is just acting, right?
Who doesn't care about money?
You guys put you guys in a love scene.
Oh, boy.
You can put him in.
Not with each other, I hope.
You fucking him in the ass.
Well, let me tell you, if that's going to go down, Stan, I won't.
And then he's
I got to be a top. I gotta be the top. I'm not gonna be the one getting fucked in City Dragon 3 or whatever. I'm telling you that right now.
Remember, it's just acting.
Yeah, it
is. That doesn't mean you're gay.
It definitely doesn't mean that we're gay. Well, it might mean that Frank's gay. He's getting fucked after all. I can always close my eyes and pretend that I'm somewhere else.
Yeah, and another thing, you know, I appreciate you guys. You know, I haven't sought out any kind of publicity for City Dragon. I kind of, you know, I took an 11-year break from acting.
Of course.
You know, for my own personal reasons. But then I got back with Kung Fu Assassins. I'm going to be starting some publicity with the next movie. But you're my first interview ever, and I haven't really sought it out.
Wow.
So, you know, I really appreciate you guys. You know, I know this is just internet radio, but there are people that listen to internet radio.
There certainly are.
And you guys are my first interview, so I appreciate you guys spreading the word, and maybe I can do something back for you, and maybe I can slip you a part in there somewhere.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
You know, that would, you don't have to
and
do anything
know,
for
and
us.
After War of the Dragon comes out, you know, you know, if everything is cool,
maybe we go to the premiere.
Come back and maybe I can convince Jenna Jameson to do something together with us to promote it.
Meth. Yeah, I think it would be great.
I think I've died and gone to heaven right now.
I think that would be awesome. I mean, honestly, you know what would make my day is if you would tell everybody that they're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Tell them that you're Stan Duran, MC Kung Fu, and tell them they're listening to the DJ New Style Show. A little promo.
Hey, everybody. This is Stan Duran, a.k.a. MC Kung Fu from City Dragon, Kung Fu Assassins, and coming up, War of the Dragons, starring Jenna Jameson and Vern Troyer, Mini-Me. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Yes!
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you much, hey, very much.
Listen, guys, you know, I appreciate spreading the word. I'm one of those guys that's loyal. You do me right, I do you right back. So,
and you're very down to earth, and we appreciate that.
I appreciate the fact that...
I appreciate,
that...
you know, spreading the word and, you know, whoever is hearing it out there. But the plan is later in the year to really go harder with the publicity, and I'd like to come back if you have me, and maybe I could spread some listeners your way.
I appreciate it, and also thank you for the offer of having Frank get fucked on film. That's the tits.
But it's not going to be in the movie. We're just going to put it aside and just put it on the internet for everybody to see.
A nice little leak. Don't worry, Frank. Your eyes will be blurred.
Oh, boy.
So don't worry.
Yeah, just put on a mask. It's okay.
Yeah, no one will know except that you have obvious birthmarks everywhere.
But I'm serious. You know, maybe I. You know. Since you guys are my first interview, and you guys sought me out, and that's how you get things done. You got to just do stuff, and you sought me out, and I was keeping low profile, and you found me, and it just happened to be the right time because later this year I'm going to be promoting some other stuff. So I said, hey, why not? Maybe I could flip you guys apart. So let's just keep in touch. You guys got my email, my phone number.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm busy. So, you know, just remind me what I said that, you know, about, seeing if I can get you guys a part in there. I mean, I'm the producer, writer, director.
Sure.
And star. So I carry a lot of the power, of course. But
Frank enjoys the casting couch, especially. I mean, you should obviously grill him thoroughly. But I am a natural. I have been in such films as none of the above. None.
Stan,
zero.
If that ever came to fruition about, you know, slipping us a little part in the movie, I will die a happy man. I mean that. I live a very mundane life, and that would be just wonderful. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what I would, you know, just remind me, though. Keep tabs with me because there's so many people. You know how many people want to be in movies, and if they don't keep tabs with me, then I could forget. So just keep tabs with me, and we'll see what I could do. I could pull it off. I can think of something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll obviously keep tabs on you. We're getting a lot of feedback right now that people are excited that they can purchase City Dragon, they can pre-order your new movies. They're really looking forward to it. You know, Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Stan, sorry, before you go, this is Mike from Queens. He's one of your biggest fans. Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Stan, it's an honor to talk to you. How are you tonight?
Hey, fine. I'm going through a little drama right now, so I'm a little on the serious side, but hey, I'm hanging it out. I'm committed. I said that it would come on, so I keep my word.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're going through drama, man, but the interview's going great, and I'm really nervous talking to you right now, and I just want to say that I found City Dragon. I found it at a dollar store. I just picked it up on a whim, and out of the five movies I picked up that day, it's the only one that I gave a damn about and watched again and again and again. And I'm glad I got to turn people onto it, and I'm excited to see the new movies you got coming out.
I appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate people that, you know, are loyal followers, and one thing about my movies, you will be entertained.
That's true.
I have no doubt.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, dude.
Thank you very much, Mike from Queens. Sorry we had some problems with his connection, Stan. Didn't mean to keep you on. He just really wanted to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen.
KungFuAssassinsMovie.com.
KungFuAssassinsMovie.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Duran, thank you very much for calling the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
We'll keep in touch.
We'll be right back with the DJ New Style Show.